With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Republican task force chief wants to shield the Fed from political influence, including the White House. Reporter Bernie Bennett has details.
A Republican lawmaker tasked with scrutinizing Federal Reserve monetary policy wants Congress to help stabilize financial markets by insulating the central bank from political influence, including from President Donald Trump. Frank Lucas, who chairs the House Financial Services Task Force on Monetary Policy, said the president made a wise decision by clearly stating this week that he has no intention of firing Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. With Congress returning from spring break next week, Lucas said he wants his 14-member task force to identify policy initiatives that can shore up the Fed's independence, enhance Treasury bond market liquidity, and win enough support from Democrats to pass the House of Representatives and the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A sentence is handed down in the case of a deadly 2022 4th of July parade shooting.
The suburban Chicago man who admitted to a 2022 mass shooting at an Independence Day parade that left seven people dead has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. He was sentenced after relatives of those killed in the shooting and other survivors gave emotional testimony. Robert E. Crema III pleaded guilty to the shooting last month, just moments before his trial was to begin. Authorities say the 24-year-old fired into crowds at the parade from a rooftop. Dozens were wounded in the shooting in a suburb north of Chicago. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
A man in Texas who raped and murdered the mother of a six-month-old baby and then set the body on fire to cover his tracks has been executed. Moses Mendoza never revealed why he killed Rachel Tollison. He attended a party at her home outside Dallas days before the attack. One prosecutor described Mendoza as one of the most violent, sadistic men he'd ever encountered. Luigi Mangione preparing for his arraignment, the 26-year-old accused of killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO. This is SRN News. The battle over assisted suicide continues in the UK.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been presented with a petition against the practice signed by more than 9,000 people. It was organized by the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, Britain's leading pro-life organization. Parliament will take up a bill to legalize physician-assisted suicide next month, and pro-lifers warn that if it passes, it will lead to the victimization of the elderly and the disabled who might be prompted to take their own lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some good news on anti-Semitism. The number of attacks and other incidents around the world declined slightly last year from a peak reached immediately after terror group Hamas launched its attack on Israel the fall of 2023. That according to an annual report from Tel Aviv University. However, the researchers say the number of attacks in 2024 was still significantly higher than in 2022. This is SRN News. The government reports some stable economic numbers on Thursday.
According to the Labor Department, U.S. applications for jobless benefits were up modestly last week to 222,000, 2,000 more than forecasted. At the same time, the total number of Americans receiving unemployment benefits for the week of April 12th fell by 37,000 to 1.84 million. March's reading for the purchases of durable goods rose 9.2% to a total of $26.6 billion, as reported by the Census Bureau. George Williams, Washington.
There's fears of a possible serial killer in the New England area after an eighth body was discovered in the region. Tuesday, police found the body of a woman near a bike path in Springfield, Massachusetts. Her cause of death is yet to be determined. There's been a talk of a serial killer since March, as seven other bodies, mostly women, have been found in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. More details at srnnews.com.